So I'm Rosetta Cookie. I am the artistic director of the Wexford Festival Opera.
Oh, Rosetta, welcome back to RT Lyric FM. And it wouldn't be the same coming here as we do every year without our sort of annual chat about everything that's happened. As usual, you would hardly know where to begin. But I do want to begin with myths and legends because you love your themes.
Yeah.
And that is this year's theme. Now, how did you come to it?
Well, myths and legends talk about us. Because we cannot imagine with myth and legend only talking about Achilles or Orfeo. It's about today. A myth and legend lives around people. We are, together with myth and legend, made the history. And above all, in the opera, in the history of opera, myth and legend are what really gave the inspiration of many, many composers along the time. And for us, when I decided that the three opera of this year, myth and legend was the perfect container of those three operas. And this is why it came up in my mind, even Wexford is a legend, somehow. Is my little Brigadoon that comes every year, and every year is a miracle. So it becomes, for many people, the legend of Wexford. And the myth and legend are a perfect theme for this festival.
So maybe a development of the human condition itself.
Absolutely.
That we're all invited to be a part of.
Absolutely. Everybody's invited.
Well, I wanted to start with the three main operas this year, the ones that we're carrying live, beginning, of course, with La Tuvère, which is really a French version of something that we all know rather well.
Very well. Yes, this was a difficult choice because I asked to myself to do an opera like La Tuvère, which is, of course, Il Trovatore by Verdi in the French version. Will be enough rare for a public of Wexford. And then when I was studying the opera, I discovered that actually Verdi changed almost seven of the numbers of the opera. He revised seven numbers. And he put it in wonderful, wonderful ballet.
It's worth pointing out to anyone who knows Il Trovatore well that this is where things diverge.
Yeah.
And this has been used superbly to set it a sort of dissonance against the original and the Spanish Civil War itself.
Exactly. And I think that Ben Barnes was very clever to not use the dance only to dance, but to use it to develop the dramaturgical concept that he had about Le Comte de Lune being there thinking about sleeping and dreaming or nightmaring about what's happened to...
Because we have two brothers, we have the ultimate dysfunctional family.
Dysfunctional family is
mildly.
A good word, yes. Yeah, because Le Comte de Lune and Le Trovador, they are brother without knowing this, of course. So only at the end. I'm spoiling the end, but everybody knows.
Well, we'll be listening in the interval anyway.
Yes.
And their mother certainly has some issues.
Absolutely, absolutely.
To put it very mildly. I also want to talk, and I know that you're busy and raring to get back to all the...
Don't worry, always for you.
Thank you very much. But there is an awful lot more to it than just the main house productions that were here at Wexford. There are so many other productions. And indeed, there is one from yourself, actually.
Yes, it's the Factory Opera. As you know, our factory is going better and better. And this is the third year... The third groups, so it's the sixth year.
And this is a really important part of the legacy of Wexford.
For us, it's very, very important. Because the duty of an international festival like Wexford is to offer opportunities and a springboard to young singers, to Irish young singers first, and then to everybody else. And this is what Wexford has done in all these 74 years. And with the factory, we push forward this goal because we have an academy that can really help them.
And very often some of these young singers will progress to the mainstream operas.
Absolutely. Jade Phoenix has been Rosetta in La Ciociara, and this year is in Le Trouveur. Eva Dodd was the protagonist of last year, The Critic. Conor Prendville is in the opera. So I'm so happy to see the former alumni.
We also have some very interesting new works coming. A collaboration, for example, between Colm Tobin and composer Andrew Sinnott.
Yes.
That's a very interesting prospect.
It's really good. I really wish everybody to go and see Urban Legend, which is a kind of urban legend about Wexford. It's really... I went yesterday to see the dress rehearsal. It's really nice. There are three little stories that will come one by one during the festival.
And this is a late night event.
Late night event.
11 in Greenacres.
Exactly, in Greenacres.
And then one of my favourite things, I have to say, and I always remember the first one that I went to was 2 years ago, I think it was, Gianni Schicchi, and I'm in the community opera.
Yes. This is a step forward for me to the great relation that already is between the community and Wexford Festival Opera.
Absolutely.
And in this case, meanwhile, usually the community help us to do...
Through the volunteers.
Exactly.
Which is a huge part of this festival.
Huge.
Vital. It's like a family.
Vital.
Really.
Basically, the Wexford Festival belonged to this community. They created long time ago and they're still supporting. In this case, we help the community to go on stage. Even if in different, place, it's not the theater, but it's a wonderful, wonderful location where is, for instance, Midsummer Night Dream this year is really in the forest and the public is part of the forest. It's beautiful.
I can't wait to see it. Listen, Rosetta, you've been generous enough with your time. We know that we're going to see you throughout. I did notice last night that you were wearing red shoes, which you did threaten to knock together three times.
Yes, like Dorothy.
But I don't think any luck will be required. It's very exciting season.
Thank you. A
very intriguing prospect.
Thank you so much.
And all the very best for it. And thank you very much for taking time.
Always a pleasure.
So regar, so du sorrire, tu t'aggiute a modellire. Hello, my name is Gheorghe Lomiseli. I am baritone and I sing the role of Le Comte di Luna in Le Trovere by Verdi.
Gheorghe, welcome to RT Lyric FM and for taking a bit of time out backstage here at the National Opera House to tell us a little more about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I am from Georgia, Tbilisi, from a very beautiful and very old country.
And where did your journey as a singer begin?
Okay, I have been singing since childhood. I also used to sing in church, but after I first heard the Georgian composer Paliashvili's opera Daisy, I decided to become an opera singer.
It's interesting. The Comte de Luna is a very particular type of character, maybe not the most sympathetic character in the whole piece, to put it mildly. Tell us a little about him.
Okay. I always try to deeply understand the character I'm portraying support him. I think that Di Luna is a tragic figure because he has suffered a lot of and has become a victim of betrayal and injustice.
What is your favorite scene in this piece, would you say?
My favorite scene is Di Luna's aria, because through this he expresses his love and feelings for Leonora in the most beautiful way. I think this aria is one of the beautiful musical moments in this opera.
Is it a different experience singing it in French?
In general, performing an Italian opera in French is, of course, not easy. But as for me, I worked very hard, and it doesn't present a problem.
How have you found singing here in Wexford and the whole experience?
Oh, this is a good question. I'm very happy. It is my second time in Wexford. I really fell in love with this place, and it became very familiar for me. I love the public here, and I love to look forward to performing in front of them.
And also, I imagine being part of the whole Wexford Festival family must be a special experience.
Yes, this is fantastic.
Can I ask you, Georgi, you mentioned there about being at the Conservatoire in Tbilisi and where your career started. Just out of interest, a couple of weeks ago, we did a production of Carmen at the National Concert Hall. There was a wonderful mezzo-soprano playing the part of Carmen, Natalia Kolledzi. Have your paths crossed?
Yes.
I thought so.
Thank you. She's my friend. We studied together in conservatory, and I love this voice.
It just goes to show you that even when you come to Ireland, it's an even smaller world.
Yes, yes, wonderful.
Georgi, thank you so
thank
much.
You very much.
I'm very grateful.
Hello. My name is Eduardo Niave. I am a Mexican tenor, and I'm singing Manrique in Le Trouvé in the Wexford Festival Opera.
Eduardo, welcome to RT Lyric FM. Thank you for taking time out from performance to speak to us today. And we wanted to talk to you, obviously, about Le Trouvère, that some people will know better as Il Trovatore.
Yeah.
It's really Verdi's French version of the same. But it takes its name, of course, from your character, Manrique.
Le Trouvère is the... That guy that sings and tell the history with the singing, but he's also like a warrior, no? He's a man in love with the courage, with this angry thing, with this rivalry with the Conte di Luna, no?
And but, that's what I want to talk to you about. It's interesting because, of course, what in fact he is within the context of this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Is the other half of a fraternity. We have two brothers here, a strange mother, it has to be said, but the point is, neither of you know that the other is their brother.
Yes. I mean, I discovered that when Azucena's in the first act.
Azucena, your mother.
Azucena is my mother. At that moment, my real mother and my biological mother, no? But I asked her because she tell the same history one time every night, and I asked her for about this history, no? What is this story? For what reason she tell every time the same history? And she tell me that I mean, in at the beginning I believe her, but. I'm not really, really sure. No, I know her love of mother, because
he, to point out, there is a bond between mother and son here, and that's established right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But it is put to the test by Le Comte de Luna.
I mean, I discovered that I'm not the real son, not the biologic son, and I discovered that she kills her son, and I discovered that is okay. But you stay with the son of the Conte, no? That is now me, and I discovered, oh, I'm the son of the Kong. So I'm already the brother of the actually Kong, you know? But the Kong discovered this at the final of the opera. He's still in life, but I mean, Manrique dies, Leonora dies, Azucena dies, and the only one with life is the Conte. And in that moment, he discovered that this Azucena told him that he's killed, he's dead. But yes,
and you also are the one who remains with your mother to the very end.
Yeah.
Of the piece. I want to talk about this musically. As I say, it's Verdi's French version of Il Trovatore. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the score is already very well known.
Yes. To be honest, I don't really know the Italian version, no, because this is my debut in this role. But with my coach of my pianist, the French coach, the vocal coach, they told me, I think the French version is better than the Italian version, because the Italian version was the first one, no? The absolute first one. And then to do the French, because Verdi do the French version, no? Originally. And I think he puts better the phrases, and he adds some music at the final.
Yes, it's interesting that at the beginning of Act Three, I think it is, we have a ballet sequence that doesn't exist in the original version,
no.
You might say, and that this is used in this production brilliantly, really, to set a parallel between the piece and the Spanish Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, again, using a lot of technology and visual sense to run a parallel against the same story. But I was wondering if singing in French means a great difference in terms of interpretation or technical demands for you?
Yeah, of course. I already sang the aria in Cabaletta of Le Trouvère in Italian.
Yes.
And it's beautiful also, the music is beautiful, but the interpretation is a little bit different. In Italian, it's a little bit very aggressive. Di quella pira. The Italian is a little bit aggressive than the French. The French is more linear than the singing, no? It's a si plisa fame. For me, it's easier to sing this role in French than in Italian. The words can help you to do not so aggressive, to do a softly line and to sing it in a different way. I don't want to say in a better way, but in a different way. And it's also working, so I love this version also in French.
So this is your favorite. This is your favorite version.
Yeah.
Then. The favorite version of a similar story. I wanted to talk to you about your genesis, your beginning as a singer in Mexico.
Yeah.
That's where your career presumably began.
Yeah. I started 6 years ago. In my town, Torreón, Coahuila, Mexico. I saw the elixir, the elixir d'amore, Donizetti, sorry. I was in love with the opera because I saw the costumes, the stage, the orchestra.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing all together in that moment is magical.
Mm-hmm. It takes us to Wexford also. This is your debut here at Wexford. So it's a wonderful role in which to make your debut. But I was wondering how you've enjoyed the experience of being here.
To be honest, I love the weather.
You love the weather?
Yeah, because I like this kind of weather now, with the rainy, cloudy and calm. And the city is very, very, very calm. I very, very enjoy the period here, to the rehearsals and work with Ben.
Ben
Pons is from Wexford, no? And he's fantastic. He's a very, very smart guy with the staging. He's fantastic. And also with Marcus Borsch, he's our
conductor.
Yeah. our conductor, and it's fantastic. We can explore the role, the complete role, with the details of the music, and yeah, I'm so happy to sing, to do my debut here, and also I'm very, very grateful with Rosetta Cookies, the artistic director of the festival, no? About the trust. And
Eduardo, thank you so much, as I say, for taking time out of your performance schedule, and as we now realise, a very busy performance schedule. Yeah. Good luck with it all, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you again, and soon, probably here in Wexford.
Yes.
Particularly as you like the weather so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for the invitation. And
we can guarantee it.
Yeah.
Eduardo, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Jade Phoenix. I'm a soprano from Dublin, and I am singing the role of Inez in Le Trouvère by Verdi. Yeah, this is actually my sixth time at Wexford Festival Opera. I know something that was very important for the artistic director, Rosetta Cookie, was to push for a young artist programme. There was always pocket operas available for the chorus members, but she really wanted to curate something for local Irish talent. I came into this festival singing in their factory programme, their young artist programme, completely shy, not knowing how to move on stage, and to have an environment where it was safe for me to make those mistakes and then grow as an artist and then become more confident through that has really been valuable for my career. Like, it's helped me so much, and I will forever be grateful to Wexford Festival Opera for those early days opportunities.
Well, we first met when you played the role of Ariel in La Tempesta. I can't remember how many years ago that was.
That was 3 years ago now. That was my professional debut at Wexford.
And it was exciting, and it sparked great things, because already, I think, when we met at that stage, you'd been offered the role in typical Wexford fashion. It's like a dendritic sort of pattern of a tree or something. You never know quite how it's going to go. But you landed the role of the daughter in La Chochara.
La Chochara, for me, the role of Rosetta, the daughter, is by far in my top favourite roles that I've ever done, and I would die for a chance to sing it again. I think that opera is not done nearly enough around the world. I think it's truly something special, and I count my lucky stars that I had an opportunity to sing it here in Ireland, where all my family could come see it.
This year, your character, Inez, how can you contextualise her within this story?
Inez is Leonora's confidant, her closest friend. So they would have grown up together, they would have shared secrets, and now she has the duty of watching her friend fall in love with someone and then to help her out of the situation by going to a convent. I won't give any more spoilers, but it's her duty to be there for her through these incredibly emotional scenes.
Well, it's a very conflicting plot, of course, of love, redemption, loss, and really largely one of the most dysfunctional families you could ever come across.
You haven't met mine. No, I'm joking. Joking.
No, it's a glorious one. But I want to talk again about what Wexford is able to do for younger singers in terms of the career.
They offer roles for young Irish singers on a main stage like the National Opera House that we have here, which is not something that's often done around the world. Like, to give them, it's often with a smaller orchestra, which is amazing, usually an ensemble of a few strings, maybe a piano, maybe a few woodwinds, which is a young voice. That's a great opportunity to understand how your voice blends with an orchestra, while also, again, being in a safe environment. You don't feel like you're going to hurt yourself because you're not singing over, you know, a 90-piece orchestra or anything very heavy. So it's really just curating this safe space for young singers. And it's also, it's something vital that you can invite not just family members to, but your teacher and also agents, possible agents.
That's what I was coming to, yeah.
That you can, I know I got my agency through inviting them to La Tempesta.
So there's quite a dissonance, really. You can feel, I think here in Wexford, part of the charm, and it's part of the alchemy of festivals, is the fact that actually it's not in Dublin necessarily, or a big city, that the Opera House itself is almost a very cleverly concealed secret. You know, it seems to belong to a very normal street. It's only till you wander down, have a good look, you realise that there's a huge honking contemporary opera house behind that facade. But nevertheless, it is an international festival. And so presumably there is that opportunity to attract attention that would be difficult enough.
Absolutely. I mean, you have amazing international singers from all around the world singing in these three main operas. And if you're a young artist, you have the opportunity to invite their agents, which will be coming to see the stars anyway, if they have a free night to go see your opera. It's a phenomenal chance to showcase what you can really do.
This year, you'll be one of the artists who has been invited to perform a recital.
Yes, my recital is on the 18th of October. I'm really looking forward to it. There's a song cycle that I've always wanted to sing by Britain, Benjamin Britten, called the Cabaret Song Cycle, that I've always wanted to sing, and I've never had the opportunity to sing it until now. So I'm really excited. They're just pure fun.
So you're going to be busy?
I'm going to be busy.
Can I say thank you very much for
thank you.
Taking a little bit of time, because you're now part of our RT Lyric Live family. It wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, you're too good.